So anyways, what were you saying about your...
Oh, so I had a teacher who was, like, really weird and, like, asked me, like, to go to this concert with him. And my dad was really freaked out, so that like, afternoon he drove me to Modern Day. And, like, I was going to Modern Day within a week. But I really liked it. No, because I'm such the kind of kid to, like, show up and be like, what's up, y'all? Here I am.
Yeah.
Let's be friends, you know?
No, you're definitely like that.
So I really enjoyed it. I say that all of my, I mean, I've met a lot of really nice friends in college, but, like, I have a few of my good friends growing up, but, like, my friends I talk to every day are, like, from Modern Day. Like, I was with all of my friends. They, like, came home from school and they're yesterday and we were, like, all hanging out.
See, that's so fun. And, I mean, yeah, probably mine's, like, half and half. Like, some of my friends I've met in college and then the other half I've kept, like, through high school. I don't know. I just think that, like, I'm the type of person that, like, I really value, like, maturity and just, like, I don't care if, like, I'm not with that person every single day. Like, I know when I see them again, I'll still be friends with them. Yeah. And so I think, like, everyone was so nervous in high school saying, like, oh, like, the only reason you're friends with someone is because, like, you're with them every day. And it's, like, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's true. And, like, that's the only reason, like, I was friends with some of my people.
Oh. See, I don't think that... for me.
See, I mean, that was my only thing in the sense that, like, my good friends, like, I haven't seen in a while, and, like, I'm still friends with them.
Yeah.
That's so cool. We'll talk about it next, but we have a little secret coming next. But, anyways, I don't know. I just think that, like, high school, like, I have, like, super good friends, and one of my best friends, like, she goes to school in New Jersey, and, like, we're still best friends to this day. Like, she's just coming home, and, like, I don't know. I just value, like, we've been through it all together, and I'll always be there for her, and...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think, like, when I was going to private school, I realized, like, the kids at private school are different from public school because they actually want to be there.
Yeah, totally.
And it's not like the government is forcing them. It's like they're smart, and they work harder, from my personal experience.
Oh, no, 100%. I mean...
And... I don't know. I just think, like, the whole atmosphere at private high school was, like, so nice.
Yeah.
It was so nice. It was so clean.
It's clean and just, like, everyone has a level of respect. Like, I swear to God, this sounds so cliche, but all the kids, for the most part, were raised with just, like, manners. And I don't know. I just think that...
And it's not like it's just a bunch of, like... It's, like, there's tons of different kids, and, like,
right.
But everyone's very similar.
Exactly.
You know
and
what
like,
I mean?
The teachers, like, teach... I remember I went to, like, one of my classes was, like, manners class, and I had to, like, learn, like, how to, like, put my napkin, like, on my lap, it's like during the school. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I don't know, like, so my first year, I went to San Marcos, Cal State San Marcos, and when our president won, I was walking on campus.
Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And a group of people threw cans at me.
Because you're white?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yep.
Holy shit.
So, me and my other white roommate, we turned around and we went back to our little house. But, it definitely was an experience. And whenever I was there, like, for example, one of my friends, she goes, I don't know if I've told this story before on the podcast, but did I ever tell you about, like, my friend, she goes to UCSB, and she has to watch her teacher on a screen in an overflow room?
No.
Did I ever tell you that?
No.
Oh, my God. Literally, she goes to UCSB, and there's so many kids in a class that they all don't fit in, like, a lecture hall, and they have to watch their teacher in a different overflow room, like, whenever she goes to class.
What the heck?
I wouldn't go.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah. And so, like, that was similar to Cal State San Marcos, was I would go and the teacher's assistant would be teaching the class.
Yeah.
Or, like, the teacher wouldn't come and we would have to, like, watch a video and, like, write notes and stuff. Like, it was very, you know, no, the government was paying them, and so they were going to do the minimum they could do. No supplies were bought. No, like, passion was in their work. It was...
They just show up.
They just show up, and they just talk.
Yeah.
And they didn't care what they said. They didn't care how they said it. They didn't care if we got A's or B's or C's or F's. Like, literally, it was such a joke of a school.
Yeah.
It's such a joke of my education and my money. Like, I paid as much money as one class it is to take here at Chapman. one class a semester was equal to my year tuition.
It was that cheap?
Yeah. It was $2,000.
Holy crap.
Yep. Like, it was literally a joke. Yeah. So, I don't know. I, like, wouldn't recommend it, and I don't care to endorse public schools that teach that way. I know some are so great, and, like, people get their best lives. I mean, for example, my sister's going to Berkeley next year, mm-hmm. and that's a public school, and that's, like, a huge school. And, excuse me.
Are you okay?
I have to sneeze.
Okay, bless you.
I'm good. But anyways, I don't know. I just think that, like, everyone's different. Like, for example, my sister, she doesn't like to talk in class. And, like, she doesn't, like, really like to connect with professors. She's more of just, like, go to class, like, get your notes done, like, do it yourself kind of person.
Yeah.
She doesn't really like the pressure of a small class. Whereas, mm-hmm. like, I like a small class. I like to talk to the professor, talk to, like, my, colleagues, peers, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
When I was at Baylor, I had some of my classes were small and the other ones were large. Like, my chemistry class had, like, almost 200 kids in it. It's in a lecture hall.
That's shocking, honestly, for a private school.
Yeah, and it was just, like, beginning one chem for freshmen. But I remember, like, you would just show up, and I don't even think he did attendance. Actually, no, we did the little clicker things.
Oh, yes, I had those.
Yeah, and then we would just, like,
I would sit there and take notes. Clicker.
Yeah, that's what you do. You, like, check in three clickers at a time.
Yeah, I would literally have all my friends' clickers in my backpack, and each one of us would go. If it was a three-day-a-week class, like, we would each pick a day.
Yeah.
I would always pick Monday.
Why?
Because I get over with.
That's true.
I wouldn't have to go on Wednesday or Friday. So, we're both sniffling here.
I know. We're, like, so sick.
But
anyways. I mean, we've had good experiences in both, but...
Yeah.
I think for me, high school was better private.
Yeah. I kind of wish because, I don't know, I feel like growing up and, like, having those, like, transitional years in high school, like, really figuring out who you are, I think that it's important to, like, feel secure and, like, I don't know, get along with your friends and stuff. Like, have a good group of friends rather than, like, try to find your place in high school.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I wish, yeah, that I would have... gone to a private high school, but my parents saved all the money for the
Chapman.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Anyways, okay, I think that's everything. We're gonna end this off. Hope you have a great rest of your day. See you later.
We'll see you later.
Bye.